Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
He said they're not going to have any problems, and so that's why they're just not going to do it. It is Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. We're talking about Robert Kennedy Jr. He said on Saturday that, nope, he's not going to run as a Libertarian. So I guess they were considering doing that in order to ensure that they would be on every ballot in every state. But he said, no, they're not going to have any problems, so they're not going to run as – he's not going to run as a Libertarian now.
Yeah, this is super interesting because his rather boring campaign, a lot of people thought, I mean, by the way, it has been rather boring so far, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the level of expectation, this is the problem, and you know this, Casey, because you've been in media for a long time. When there is a high level of you always want to be exceeding the expectation. And you see this a lot in politics, and you see this in sports, and you see this in entertainment, where you'll hear, hey, we're anticipating making X amount of dollars on the debut weekend of this movie. And they'll tell you a lower number than what they actually expect, so that way they're always exceeding the expectation and you're taking a victory lap. Oh, yeah, we, you know, or in sports, man, it'd be great if we could just find a way to pull this game out, when the reality is they're, you know, a team might be clearly expecting to win the game. And this is sort of, in politics, it is no more true than what we're seeing with Robert F. Kennedy, where there was so much anticipation of this campaign. And let's face it, whether it is the fact that he really hasn't captivated the public with any sort of rousing proposal that everybody can get around. He's obviously, through no fault of his own, not a very dynamic speaker. And his kind of opening salvo was this super boring Wall Street crony pick for vice president, mm-hmm. which basically makes him like everybody else. You're looking at this going, well, what is special about you? I mean, other than you're not Biden or Trump, what is special about you, and what makes me, or what would make me want to vote for you? And this is an interesting approach, because a lot of people believed he would join the Libertarian Party, despite having many views that are in direct contrast with the Libertarian Party, because of their ballot access in all 50 states.
So I guess that there was a question about whether he would be qualified to be on the Iowa ballot. Is that true?
Well, there was a whole bunch of states where they
Utah, New Hampshire, Nevada, Hawaii, North Carolina, Idaho, and Nebraska.
Right.
He's saying, nope, we're on all of them.
Well,
so no problems.
Clearly he knows, I would assume, it's probably better for him to get away from the Libertarian Party if he can, because let's face it, and look, the Indiana Libertarian Party is in many ways far ahead of the National Party. That party's a train wreck nationally. And you look at the successes the Indiana Libertarians have had, they are, and the candidates they've kind of run at the top of the ticket, Rainwater and then Jeff Moore, and obviously Rainwater is going to run again. They're light years ahead of where the National Party is, but that National Party is a complete crap show. They're unorganized. They're never run efficiently. And so that would be a stain to be connected with them. So if he can get on the ballot in all these states and not have that, I mean, he can put an I next to his name rather than an L. Mm-hmm. That's probably going to benefit him. But there's no reason to vote for this guy. Like, he's not offering people a compelling reason to vote for him. He will get people. I mean, people want to vote for things, right? People want to be inspired to do things. And right now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is largely just a vote against Trump or Biden.
Right. That's what he's even saying, that they're just a spoiler for Biden or Trump. That's how he's describing
that's
his own campaign.
And here, and look, I am pretty good at this, Casey. I'm going to ask everybody to remember this. So it is April the 15th at 9:53 in the a.m.
Mm-hmm.
My prediction is that the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. campaign will continue to move down in the polling. I don't think it'll be a dramatic spike at any time or a dramatic drop at any time, but I think by the time the debate stage is set, he will not be eligible to be on that debate stage. And if he is not on the debate stage, then he is in many cases no more relevant than Ralph Nader.
Okay, so does that mean that there won't be a candidate nationally for the Libertarian Party?
No, they'll have somebody, and it'll be some wacky, goofy,
somebody
whatever
ever heard of.
And it's, look, it really is a bad thing that Libertarians nationally can't get their act together. But let's face it, the Libertarians here, while they have exceeded the expectations of the Libertarian Party nationally, which that's a like a one inch thing to hop over, they have not capitalized on Rainwater's success of 2020 either. I mean, they underperformed in the 2022 elections. Rainwater's running again, but there's not, other than that, there's not much to write home about. And we need a viable third party. I mean, the Republicans and Democrats have failed so many people, and they've failed so many times that you're never going to get solutions from these parties as a collective. But yet there is no viable third alternative yet. And this is why we're stuck where we're stuck.
Well, and the No Labels came out last week and said that they're not going to run a candidate at all. So you're right. We are completely and fully entrenched in the two-party system.
Well, and so you think about it. If you're a vote, you know, you're a kind of a nonpartisan voter, whatever that means these days, mm-hmm. you're looking at, do I literally want to throw my vote away on Kennedy because he's not offering me anything and he has no chance to win now? Or do you want to pick the lesser of two evils?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like that's what you got to do. And that's a terrible position to be in.
It is Kendall and Casey. It's 93 WIBC. Good morning.